finance and economics.
Unknown unknowns. Why people struggle to understand climate risk.
Placed before you are two urns. Each contains 100 balls. You are given a clear description of the first urn's contents, in which there are 50 red balls and 50 black balls. The economist running the experiment is tight-lipped about the second, saying only that there are 100 balls divided between red and black in some ratio. Then you are offered a choice. Pick a red ball from an urn and you will get $1 million. Which urn would you like to pull from? Now try again, but select a black ball. Which urn this time? Most people plump for the first urn both times, despite such a choice implying that there are both more and fewer red balls than in the second urn. This fact is known as the Ellsberg paradox, after Daniel Ellsberg, a researcher at the Rand Corporation, a think tank, better known for leaking documents detailing America's involvement in the Vietnam War. Ellsberg, who died on June 16th, called the behavior ambiguity aversion. It was a deviation from the model of rational choice developed by John von Neumann, a mathematician, and a demonstration that knowing the likelihood of something can alter decision-making. The experiment may seem like just another of the cutesy puzzles beloved by economists. In fact, it reveals a deeper problem facing the world as it struggles with climate change. Not only are the probabilities of outcomes not known, the likelihood, say, of hurricanes in the Caribbean 10 years from now, nor is the damage they might do. Ignorance of the future carries a cost today. Ambiguity makes risks uninsurable, or, at the very least, prohibitively expensive. The less insurers know about risks, the more capital they need to protect their balance sheets against possible losses. In May, State Farm, California's largest home insurance provider, retreated from the market altogether, citing the cost of rapidly growing catastrophe exposure. Gallagher Re, a broker, estimates that the price of reinsurance in America has increased 50% this year after disasters in California and Florida. Few firms mention climate change specifically, perhaps a legacy of Republican attacks on woke capitalism, but it lurks behind the rising cost of insuring homeowners against fires, floods, and hurricanes. Insurance is a tool of climate adaptation. Indeed, actuaries have as big a role to play as activists in the fight against climate change. Without insurance, those whose homes would burn in a wildfire or are destroyed by a flood will lose everything. The destitute may become refugees. Insurance can also be a spur for corrective action. Higher premiums, which accurately reflect risk, provide an incentive to adapt sooner, whether by discouraging building in risky areas or encouraging people to move away from fire-prone land. If prices are wrong, society will be more hurt by a hotter world than otherwise would be the case. Politicians considering subsidies for home insurance on floodplains ought to take note.